This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hi, Dave.
Giovanni Ferosi helped to lead the Alex and Ani company to international exposure and skyrocketing sales. Ferosi split with Alex and Ani earlier this year and is now starting a new line of products. And he joins us as our guest on The Bottom Line. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So, you're getting into something new that's kind of like what you had been doing. It's a new line of products under the Benrus name. Explain what that is.
Yeah, well, Benrus is actually an old name. It's a company that was founded in 1921 and lasted up and through 1977. Last at the helm was Victor Kiam, who was well known for his Remington shavers. You know, what I had as far as an opportunity was to look at a brand that was known as a top supplier to the United States military. And so with my background as a veteran, it was very appealing to me. And the nostalgia and the expertise that accompanied that brand was something that I wanted to resurrect and bring here to Rhode Island and relaunch it.
Now, you put together an investment firm first and then went after a majority interest, right?
That is correct. So a little while ago, I started GF Asset Management. I had a number of opportunities that had been sent my way, and a lot were intriguing and enticing even. But at the end of the day, I had to find something that was in line with who I am. And in this case, it's in a category that I'm also well known for. Last year, there's an industry periodical called JCK, and I was named one of the top 50 power players in the world when it came to jewelry and watches. So to be able to be in the watch category and have that cachet, I think was also very appealing.
Now, the demographics, obviously, for what Alex and Ani was known for and what Benrus will be known for are quite different.
they are. But at the end of the day, I'm not about selling a product. I'm about selling a brand. What I do best is marketing and sales and telling the story of the brand that I lead. And in this case, it's going to match a military history, wonderful design, to our heritage, and at the same time overlay high fashion on that, and that's the key, but with bridge price points so that it's attainable for everybody.
So now, do you expect to be manufacturing here in Rhode Island?
I do. That is a plan that we are assembling. It's one that will evolve given the broadness of all the offerings, because it's a full lifestyle brand, from denim all the way over to sunglasses and the watches. And We will slowly bring things in as we can execute them properly. But I will not, as I like to often say, rush to failure. So we will do it with precision.
What was the Benrus company like when you became involved with it?
Yeah, so it was just a dormant name. I acquired it from MZ Berger, which is one of the leaders of the watch industry. They have a number of different brands. But they had acquired this particular license back in 1997. And in that process, they realized they had something special, so they didn't want to rush to market with it. The stars kind of just aligned up, Bernie Mermelstein, who's my new partner, we have a great vision for this. He knows what I bring to the table, and he's willing to, be the manufacturing side of it
we transition. You're planning to have a store, first of all, in South Carolina, in Charleston?
Yeah, Charleston, South Carolina is just such a wonderful community. Actually, just got named number one travel and leisure destinations in the U.S. For me, again, just being an Army guy, I love the military aspect of this. And I know it's a community that, has those that would travel from Virginia, North Carolina, from the North, and in D.C., and from the South, Florida, up through Georgia, all these military installations, schools, et cetera, that will support and will make this a day trip. They're going to want to go to the Benrus flagship and check it out. At least that's my hope, and that'll be my message to them.
Do you expect it to have eventually a series of freestanding Benrus stores, or do you look at the store in a store concept as being the way that you'd like to go?
Yeah, I believe those are concurrent efforts. The retail definitely is part of my plan. I will focus on the first six retail locations. There's an old business kind of model where, you know, you can get in real trouble if you have three or four because you don't have the revenue to justify the operational management that's required. So if you bring in the talent and you don't have the number of stores there yet, you can, you know, find yourself in trouble very quickly. So I know that I have to get to six or more so that I can have all of my management level talent join me. And then from there, we will, you know, continue to roll out as we feel confident is best for the company. But yes, the focus right now is on six locations. I've identified three with three more coming. And then the stores within a store, those will happen just based on the relationships that I, you know, bring to the table already. You know, I feel that it will be well represented in the partners that I choose.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and our guest is Giovanni Ferosi. Getting into the product line, watches and what else?
Yeah, so basically what I want to do is take a, you know, anything that the military issues or makes and, you know, find a fashionable way to offer it to civilians, you know, and others. And, you know, so how do you do that? You know, maybe they come up with a new boot. Well, how do we make a civilian version of that boot? You know, they come up with a new pant, you know, and how do we, you know, incorporate the pockets that they now have designed so that we can offer them as well and so forth. And it can leather jackets, you know, belts, all of the, you know, things that one would expect, you know, to find. But again, it's high fashion. So I want to take apparel, and in my apparel, I'm going to incorporate acronyms. So if you see a shirt, it'll say WILCO on the front, and on the side, on the arm, it'll say WILL COMPLY. So, you know, if someone's having a conversation, I'd like for their clothes to do the talking as well.
Are these products that could be made in Rhode Island, or Rhode Islanders could be trained to make them?
Yes, certainly in the, you know, on the watch side, other, you know, there'll be a lot of product that I expect to bring here.
I mean, we certainly have a watchmaking history here.
Yes, yes. And that's been, you know, wonderful for me to also have as a reaction are those that are informing me of their capabilities in the area that one would probably not know of otherwise. And so, you know, as I assemble these meetings and put the plan together, we will hopefully resurrect a lot of the areas that need assistance. So, you know, I'm looking at the Central Falls. I'm looking at my hometown of West Warwick. I'm going to have those conversations. And this isn't a sprint. This is a building a big-time brand. That said, you know, the apparel industry exists in L.A., I mean, as we have jewelry here in Rhode Island. So you have to also keep in mind and keep the focus on, you know, where they make it best. And I'm not, you know, going to ignore the fact that, you know, some things we just do not have the apparatus in place to make.
Are you looking at any other investments? Is GF Asset Management looking at anything else right now? Or are you really focused on Benrus right now?
No. Well, Benrus is the mothership, as one could say. And that is what I will run as the CEO and focus on. I do have other investments to include Rhode Island Local Magazine. To include Viopsis, Vision Operating System, which is our software. It's a POS system, inventory software that I developed. Actually used it. Previous company will use it here. I have DOH, which is Digital On Hand. These will be tabletop marketing media devices to include also a checkout. I would like to replace how you check out in a restaurant. No longer just get that old Amex folder with two pieces of paper inside. So there are a number of investments. Potentially a fantasy golf league. There are, you know, a lot of things that, you know, we're looking at. There's a great, great media site, again, military-focused, that I'm looking at as well, that I was offered to run, but, you know, certainly cannot do that now, but I would still, you know, have an interest in investing in. But at the end of the day, until I access the commercial markets or even the private markets for capital as we, you know, really roll this out, I need to be very conscious of my resources, and they will be focused on Benrus.
Any connection with Alex and Ani? I mean, are you using any of their people? Have you brought anybody over? Do you think you might work with them down the road, or are you a competitor now? What's your relationship?
Yeah, no, there's no competition. As far as you know, people who've worked with me in the past and either have joined me already or will join me in the future, sure. I mean, I will work with those that I know are competent and that are loyal and that are you know, trustworthy to the extent that they will make the decision I would have made if I was there.
Okay, Giovanni Ferrosi, on to a new venture with the Benrus brand of products.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Thank you, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Support for The Bottom Line comes from Bank RI, a local bank creating financial solutions to help small businesses grow and succeed. More at bankri.com.